Lake Superior. The name evokes an image. The sounds of waves and gulls evoke more. What are you picturing right now? And what is it worth to you? That image? That lake? The vast lake before you? They say a picture is worth a thousand words.
Liquid blue love.
What is the worth of hundreds of pictures? Each Amazing. Picture containing one or Climate two justice. Words. What are Fun, your words for Lake Superior?
Life-sustaining. Sparkly. Not for sale.
A Bayfield woman is exploring just that.
Vital. Water is the cosmic glue that binds all life.
My name is Mary Doherty, and I am working on a project called Words for Water, which is a photography project just helping to create our shared story of water for people that live in the Lake Superior Basin or have an affinity for the Lake Superior Basin. They have experiences up here. They might have a lake home. They've camped somewhere along the shore. They boat somewhere in the lake. Because we all have our experiences and we all have feelings about what Lake Superior means to each of us individually. And the intent of Words for Water is to knit all those different words together to create the story of Lake Superior and how we feel about water.
Mary now lives in Bayfield, Wisconsin, but she grew up in Minneapolis.
Like most little kids, we would come up to Duluth, Minnesota, and I remember looking out at the lake and thinking, this must be what an ocean looks like. Not having any concept of the difference between fresh water and salt water at that point. And so I had always this affinity for the lake. I've always I loved being around that massive amount of wild water. And then in 2008, we moved up permanently. And we've been here ever since. And it sounds hokey, but when I drive my kids to school, there's certain parts where I always turn and look towards the lake. It's become my true north, it's become the thing that I calibrate my daily life, my existence to. I mean, that lake is always somewhere in my periphery vision when I'm up here, and it's an amazing, amazing resource. And it's an amazing place to raise your children.
Vital. Magic. Unity. Clarity. Borderless. Vulnerable. Voyage.
Lake Superior.
Lake.
Vast.
Precious.
Powerful.
Pristine.
Clean.
Profound.
Nourishing.
Wonder.
Also
community.
Vulnerable.
Respect.
Not calming. Immune to human carelessness.
Inspiring. Legacy. Sparkly. Home. Adventurous.
Well, yeah, right. So Words for Water came
serene.
Up because
vital.
In Bayfield County,
pulse.
We have a CAFO, which is a concentrated animal feeding operation, moving in from Iowa.
It's the first CAFO proposed for the Lake Superior Basin, and it's large. The size of the factory is a huge concern to people looking at possible impacts to water quality, to air quality. 26,000 pigs generate about 6 million gallons of manure a year.
We're going to move 26,000 hogs into Bayfield County, about 8 miles from Lake Superior. So that obviously was concerning to me. And I started reading the regulations around livestock siting laws. And the more I was reading these words, I was realizing how sterile they were. And I understand that regulations have to be, you know, there's no flowery language. There's no words like sacred or beautiful or home and any of that.
Community. Inspiring. Home. Legacy. Not for sale. Drinkable. Beautiful. A wondrous sight. Fish. First medicine. Mesmerizing. Magic.
Honestly, when I started, it just started as an outgrowth of my frustration around realizing that there's going to be 26,000 pigs moving into Bayfield County, and we as a community can't say anything about it. So I just started to kind of gather our words, and of course just started with friends of mine and people in my community.
Mary doesn't expect the flavor of the words of regulation to change, but she's created a venue for our words, Words of respect, of relationship.
Well, the word started spreading a little bit in my community, and I would talk to people and just say, hey, here's what I'm doing. And as more people come to look at the Facebook page or they go to the website, now people just email me and say, hey, I love your project. Our group wants to do it, or I want to do it. When do you have time?
Time to get together with her camera, chalk and a chalkboard, maybe beside the lake, letting each individual speak for the lake.
Morning coffee. Happiness. Life equals water.
Where do you begin when you want to make change? Change has always begun with words. There is never an example of true lasting change. It doesn't happen unless you write stuff down, you speak it, you write plays about it, you write songs about it, but the word is where it begins. And my hope long term would be to gather a legion of people who are water warriors that have determined that their value system is based on being good stewards and responsible stewards to 10% of the world's fresh water. And by joining our words together, we can create a bedrock of shared values that questions of pipelines, CAFOs, mines, any industry or any activity that could potentially harm the water has to be filtered through the bedrock that we've built together with our words of our shared values around water. And that's going to be different in each community. And it's not something that really ultimately has that much to do with me. It has to do with me just showing up with a camera and asking the question, if you could speak for water, what would you say? And those folks that answer that question and allow me to take their picture, they have identified themselves as people that care. And then, you know, when you know better, you do better. And they can take it into their communities and make change on a local level and move it up the food chain until we have Lake Superior protected. Because it's not protected right now.
Mary Doherty is traveling across the Lake Superior region, gathering words, collecting stories, listening. When you talk about Lake Superior, what words do you use? When you speak up for Lake Superior, what do you say? What are your words for water? To connect with Mary, visit wordsforwater.com. Find the project on Facebook or email info@wordsforwater.com. With the Lake Superior Project, I'm Veronica Waddock. The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the North Shore of Lake Superior. Support for this series comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Music and sounds in this segment were produced by Peter Elveen. For more information, visit WTIP.org/LakeSuperiorProject.